In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In her wisdom, Holy Mother Church asks us to pause in what has been a time of diligent preparation through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, to rejoice in the fact that our time of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving is nearly at an end. For just a brief moment, we are able to lift our voices even higher than we have in the last several weeks, because our glory is indeed almost at hand, a glory that is bestowed upon us by the gift of our Lord's body and the shedding of his blood. While there still are several weeks remaining in our Lenten journey, the Church understands and asks us to turn our attention and always to be mindful of the reason why we have embarked on this journey and the glory that God does indeed desire to bestow upon us. And so we have heard our organ sung, and our choir is indeed with us. The priest wears rose vestments in celebration of the glories of this particular day. And we ask God and we raise our voices in praise, in gratitude, for what it is that God has been doing for us during our Lenten journey, and certainly, more importantly, what it is that he will do for us as he offers us the gift of new life by the gift of his crucifixion. Our gospel from St. John retells the multiplication of the loaves and fish in preparation for the Lord's unfolding of the theology of the Most Holy Eucharist. And in allowing us to listen to this gospel proclaimed, she is setting before us the reason and the reality of what we are about, this intimate union that God the Father establishes for us in the mystery of his Son. The newness of the law is in that what our Blessed Mother has done is to take the law literally inside of herself. In order for us to follow suit, the Lord our Savior had to find a way that was fitting and proper for this to transpire. And he has done so by the gift of his body and the gift of his blood. But in preparation for that, he feeds the 5,000. As St. John himself testifies, the Lord understood what he would be doing, even as he asked Philip, indeed, how we might care for the needs of those who were in their midst. The Lord had always understood and will unfold for them as he continues to explain to them the content of the mystery of the Eucharist, that unless we eat his flesh and drink his blood, we cannot have life. And apart from him, there is no life. Apart from eating his body and drinking his blood, we cannot share in that intimate union that he desires for all of us. This is why we rejoice and give thanks to God, not only for what it is that he has done in transforming us, in laying before us our sins, in providing an opportunity for reconciliation, not only what he has done for us to allow us to be converted and to be transformed by the power of his grace through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, but also what the Lord does for us by the very gift of himself, first by his life on the cross, and then by continuing to extend that throughout time and history and space in the mystery of the Most Holy Eucharist. Each time we celebrate the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, we are brought to the foot of Calvary. We are brought to the foot of the cross. It is not a hyperbolic reality, but a true reality where we stand there. And this unbloodied representation of the bloody sacrifice of Calvary. If we had ever wondered, would we be able to do this? Would we be able to be there as the beloved disciple and our Blessed Mother? The answer is yes, because this is where we find ourselves at this precise moment. And so let us rejoice that we have indeed been found worthy to receive so great a gift, the opportunity to be at the Lord's cross. But being at the Lord's cross always draws us then into the new life that that cross has gained for us. This is why we rejoice. And so let us lift up our voices in praise, in thanksgiving, in gratitude for the manifold blessings that he has bestowed upon us, most especially the gift of the Most Holy Eucharist. Our King and his salvation will soon be with us. Let us continue through the graces of this Eucharistic sacrifice to prepare ourselves for the coming of salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.